The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, one heart is not enough. Baby, two hearts makes you feel crazy. One kiss make you feel so nice. Two kisses put you in paradise.
Two hearts, two kisses make one love.
Whoa, there you go. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 8:05 with Joe Piscopo and Frankie Five Burrows. Albert is taking some time off, and Matt Sambolin producing. Matt Conklin is with us. As well, and you always at 877-970-2999. I see the calls. You know, I apologize that I don't go to the calls quicker. I see them. I'm going to go to them. Our Balance of Nature phone line in 2 seconds. I just wanted to run down the news just for yous in the 8 o'clock hour. It's summertime. It's going to be stormy today. It'll be warm but stormy. Just I worry about you tomorrow. I worry about you on Saturday. It's going to be very, very hot. So please be careful. Watch the pets, you know, and even now, and Otis, my Otis, man. You know, I love my dog, but when he wants to go with me everywhere, which I love, you know, I wish I could meet the woman that wants to do that. But anyway, so I go with my pet. Look at how pathetic am I. Who are you coming with? Hey, Frank, can I take Otis to the wedding? Maybe I could do that. Can I?
I think he'd be a big hit. Sure.
I'll dress him up. I swear to goodness gracious, you know, maybe some hairs on the floor. But but it's so warm, and so the dog looks at me. Look at me in Brooklyn. That's the Brooklyn expression, even on the radio. Look at me. I go to go out, and I'm going to get the kids, or I'm running around, or I'm going to the city or something. From that, the dog looks at me like, you going to leave me here? What? You know that look in the dog's eye? You going to leave me here? Joey, it's me and you, pal. I don't see anybody else. It's me and you. And I look at this, and I feel so bad. And it's so warm outside. It's day. And I explain this to my dog. Otis, it's dangerous out there. I'm explaining like the dog understands my language. It's dangerous out there. But then the dog, sometimes when I go and make him run around town or something like that, shopping or something, I take him with me, but I blast the air on. I keep the air on because you can't leave the pet in the car in this weather. But not to mention the little kids, which always happen. Oh, that is the horror. So just be careful. And then stay hydrated, okay, because it's going to get scary hot this time. Now, I love it. I live for this weather. But you got to please be careful. So, and that's the new excessive heat watch set for Saturday. Daddy worries about you, and I wanted to tell you about that. And, this too, and Joe Borelli is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Another New York City firefighter died from complications caused from 9/11, right? This comes from the city's Uniform Firefighters Association. Retired firefighter 58-year-old Kevin Nolan of Engine Company 79 has died of an illness related to the 2001 terror attack on the World Trade Center. Remember that little something that happened? Yeah. Well, this FDNY hero lost his life. So I don't understand when they put their – and when Congressman King worked so hard, and Josh Gottheimer and Dan Donovan and the Carolyn Maloney and Lee Zeldin, there's so many people – and John Stewart, you see, fighting for this Victims Compensation Fund. People hurt – it was war. It was an attack of war. And then in this, it passes the House, this Victim Compensation Fund, to fund it, to like 2090, but goes to the Senate, gets stopped by Rand Paul. That's enough to drive you crazy. And I understand, and I like Rand Paul, but this is wrong. that you would stop this. And apparently a friend texted us and said it's because Rand Paul didn't want it to go so long because we don't have the money. But when it's wartime and you take care of the people that put their lives on the line and are on the front line for you, like the FDNY does and did, you know, and certainly the New York Police Department, the Port Authority Police, all the first responders, you can't even think about it. And I always go to this. Is it because we're from New York that we are more aware of this? Is it that we're a block away? You know, as we broadcast every morning, we're a block away from the Freedom Tower. I tell you this. This is why I don't understand. I cannot understand it. And I'm trying not to get fired up. I wanted to have a nice summertime show this morning. But I get so fired up when I see people in Congress, these people in Congress that just say the most anti-American things, that speak in glowing terms of terrorist groups. And no one says anything about it. That makes me crazy. And is it because I saw the towers coming down? Is it because you and I know so many people killed in 9/11? What, did we forget about these things? And it's like the Holocaust. What, have they forgotten about the Holocaust? You forget about it? And then I have to listen to Omar and AOC be so anti-American. And anti-Israel, to go up against Israel like that. Oh, it gets me crazy when it's right in your face. I don't forget. And is it because we went through it that we experienced it? Is it, and I speak to my boomer brothers and sisters, is it because our parents fought in the Second World War that we're more sensitive and we're more patriotic? And is it because if you have millennials in, like AOC, they don't understand. First of all, they don't understand history. They haven't learned history because it probably wasn't taught to them. You know, and I heard somebody, I guess it was Charlie Kirk or somebody, said that a lot of the baby boomers who were hippies went to, I don't know, this isn't me speaking, but it's something to think about. A lot of the hippies, you know, peace and love from the 60s, you know, that really, I hate to say it, but that spit on soldiers as they came back from Vietnam like it was the soldiers' fault. Ugh, that made me crazy as well. And a lot of those people went into colleges as professors and they started being teachers. So they've kind of indoctrinated a whole generation, everything bad about America, because that's what I feel from the young politicians. The young politicians that are making noise. Let me just really, really refine that. The young politicians that are making noise and getting the attention in Washington, who taught these people? They haven't taught them history. They don't know about anything history-wise. And again, if you don't learn history, you're doomed to repeat it. You know that. But on the other hand, as Frankie said, and we're going to get that promo out hopefully within the next couple of days, is that there are a lot of good people, even in the Democratic Party, that are conservative. You will never hear from them. And I hesitate to say it because once those people surface, trust me on that, then the president will have a run for his money in 2020. Right now, the president wins in a landslide. And that's why I think the president is going after these four congresswomen who are so anti-American. They are so anti-Semitic. When you speak, Al-Qaeda. Don't get me started with the Al-Qaeda speech again. Ilhan Omar. Oh, I had a professor in college. His shoulders went back when he talked about Al-Qaeda. You know what? In my opinion, this is Joe talking, not Salem Media, and this is politically incorrect. Get the hell out of our country. Yeah, and then when I see the sender, that's why people get fired up to say send her back. It's wrong to do that. I understand the criticisms, but when you see and you're close to it and you're a block away from 9/11 and you see what happened and when bodies were falling out of the sky on 9/11 and it was an attack, and what were you and I doing? Just going to work in a beautiful fall morning. On September 11, 2001, and this is what happens. And then you're going to say about Al-Qaeda and how great it is and how great a Hezbollah is. Oh, you wonder why I get fired up. See, there goes my blood pressure again, Frankie Five Boroughs. I tell you, I try to
hang
keep
in
it
there,
nice
Joe,
and
hang
nice.
Hang in there.
Somebody's got to be fired up, I think. But I like a nice thank you, by the way, for bringing Martha Bonetta. She's so, it's a positive energy. That's all I ask. That's all I ask, the positive energy of Martha. Joe Borelli as well, but Joe's fired up about this 9/11, the Victim Compensation Fund. You don't want to miss Joe. He is fired up this morning about that. I want to know, too, why the power keeps going out in the great city of New York. This is the number one city, most powerful city in the world. New York. Power failures already, and we're not even into the deep heat. That is very, very unsettling. It's the grid, man. This is what they should be passing in the House of Representatives, rather than resolutions to censor, to go after A.G. Barr, to hold him in contempt with Wilbur Ross because of the census question. This is what you're wasting your time at in the Congress of the United States of America and the House of Representatives. You can, oh, we want to impeach the president. Wait, what? For what? What? Obstruction of justice? What? No. Wrong. You have nothing. So take care of the electrical grid. I promise you. And the people that lost their power in New York last night, people that lost when in Jersey, when it starts to flicker, it is so fragile. And sometimes I hesitate to talk about it on the radio because I know some enemy is listening. And they go, I could attack some of those electrical grids. You know, and we talk about it. The EMP, all of that is that we should be prepared. You know, and the president, thank God, is looking at it. The president is looking at this. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the House of Representatives, all they have to do, all they're obsessed with going after the president, makes me crazy. We'll get into it with Joe Borelli. Michael Goodwin as well, senior political columnist, brilliant, brilliant man for the New York Post. And I think we found Congressman Mike Kelly, who's another great guy. And he'll join us as well. Your calls are always welcome. I apologize for not getting, you know, you're the family. And it's like we're at the table and I forget to say, oh, did you want to say something? So I apologize. I'm being rude. So let me go to the phone calls on our Balance of Nature phone line. You know, Joe's been holding a long, long time. I apologize for that, Joe. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yes, good morning. With regard to Ilhan Omar, I have to make a little disclaimer here. I have nothing to do with her. I don't endorse her. I think her views are wacky. I think in general that, you know, she's anti-West civilization. She's ungrateful for being in this country.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the president is absolutely right. You know, if she, you know, thinks America is so rotten and there's so many evil white racist people here, go right back the hell over to Mogadishu and see how you like it in your home country.
Yeah,
now that being said, she brought to the table the BDS movement, that is the Boycott, Divestiture, and Sanctions movement.
Right.
I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yes.
Now, with regard to the BDS, in terms of our relationship with Israel, all right, I think that it's very critical to remember that before 1948 in the Middle East, the United States had absolutely no enemies, no adversaries in that region before the creation of Israel. That's an important point to remember. Okay. Now, that being said, Israel, in terms of a military alliance, it's not a strategic alliance. If anything, we should be backing countries like Turkey or even Iran because of their strategic importance in the wider Muslim world, in terms of their strategic importance with regard to Russia, China, the Middle East. Now, that being said as well, the best policy we should be pursuing in that region of the world in terms of our collective national interest is one of neutrality. Okay. So with that said, there's an organization that's working to precisely do just that, pursue an a foreign policy in the Middle East of U.S. neutrality that does not antagonize either the Israelis, the Palestinians, or any of our Arab and other Muslim neighbors.
Yeah.
It's the Council for the National Interest. It was founded by Paul Finley, a Republican senator from Illinois. He's retired now. And it's a bipartisan organization. It's a nonprofit. And
wow, look at something. He got cut off. That's wild. You know what? I have to tell you, and I don't agree with this gentleman that just called, that we just lost him, Matt. We just lost him just like that.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah, well, that somebody's watching over us because I don't agree. I'm telling you, somebody just whacked him, man. I'm telling you. Hey, God is watching. I tell you what, brother, you got to be careful. I don't disagree with what he's saying, but you can't, I can't say this enough. The Middle East is so volatile. It's so, and forgive me, this is me talking again. It's so bizarre. It's so like, it's like law and order, like civility in the Middle East. They can't, and even in these countries, you and I, we can't imagine it. Even as we speak now, we could say, oh, look at that. Oh, look at this country, look at that country. I want to say, yeah, and I got to watch my language. But they're crazy. They're crazy. And even the Muslims are killing the Muslims. The, you know what I mean? Oh, well, we got to love everybody. Well, your kid, different sects are killing different sects. It's insanity. It's and I can't, and I'm being kind, and I'm being kind. When Israel surfaces, and they are staunch friends of the United States, started mostly by Americans in 1948 when the state of Israel was there, I don't think you can give Israel enough attention, help, or support. Because trust me when I tell you, they're our only friends there. I do not trust anybody else in the Middle East. With due respect to Jordan and to Saudi Arabia and everybody who's our quote-unquote friends, I don't think you can trust anybody. It's as strict, and even just, and again, I am biased. I am a Zionist. I understand it. I you can criticize me for that. I understand it. So I'm not being objective here at all. But you cannot protect Israel enough as its good friend, meaning the United States of America. You can't protect Israel enough. And again, let's say, because let's take my bias aside and let's talk objectively. Why? Because they're the only sane people in the Middle East, in my opinion. It's crazy over there. You need Israel there. You need to keep Israel close. But my reasons are because, you know, I always tell you this too, and it's full transparency here. I was brought up with my Jewish buddies, you know, and they told me, I learned all about the Jewish religion, the Jewish heritage, about the state of Israel and the struggle. And I learned hard and fast and direct and right in my face the Holocaust, one of the most vile things ever happened in mankind. So we support Israel. I don't think you can't go against it. But thank you for that call. That gentleman, that was very, very nice, and you were very, very objective. I don't agree with you. You were very objective about that, and I appreciate it. We're talking about BDS. Should you boycott Israel? I don't know why you want to boycott Israel. They want to boycott Israel. And the second, by the way, this too, and I'll go to our next call, and I'm sorry for going on and on here. If the second you marginalize and you go, okay, well, we'll boycott it, the second you marginalize, you've lost Israel. I'm telling you. You lost. You can't marginalize. You have to be very, very strong in your support. Trust me, you can't marginalize. Let me go to Dr. Anthony for 2 seconds. Anthony, we got a couple seconds. So sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joseph. I want to talk about a topic that we don't talk much about on the radio, and that is about you. I can't tell you how much my wife and I, Melissa, and I enjoy listening to your show. You are informative. You are funny. We feel like your children are our children and that Charlie belongs to us and all the other children. Yeah. You are a family man. You have our values. And so many of my principal friends and assistant principal friends are listening to your show. They're liberal. Some of them are extremely liberal. But they listen, and they have the intelligence to listen to the show with open ears. So God bless you and keep going along.
Thank you, Anthony. God bless you, too. I mean, let's keep that audio from my exes. Will you please? Thank you very much, Anthony. We appreciate it. And thank you for listening as well. And thanks for helping out the children of New York, being the educator that you are. 822 right now, Debbie's
up. That was so nice. He said he feels like Charlie's his own. That is so nice. And that's so wonderful.
When we go to Lorenzo's, and I'll be there back there in March, and it's I go, some gal came over and she handed me presents for the children. It was Easter present.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
These are for the kids. And it is. We're all like family. And I feel that. I've never felt that in it. All the entertainment, all the years I've been around, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. There's something about radio, Deb, you know, that just is like you hear it. You can't fake it. You hear it. And we are indeed a family and proud to be, you know. And then, you know, you got Debbie Duhame out there looking out
part
for you.
Part of the family.
You
know? Part of the family, you know. I'm the one looking at the roads, letting you know where everything is. No problem. I'll take care of everybody.
Does your family call you, though, when there is a traffic problem to do?
My mother does. My mother texts me. All right, it'll be 8 o'clock at night. Debbie, why is there an accident? Why am I stuck on 287? I'm like, Mom, I am getting ready for bed. I am not working right now.
That is great.
She texts me at 12 noon. I'm like, Mom, I left the traffic center already, but let me find out for you.
Debbie's looking out for you. She always is. 823 right now on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate it.
thanks, Joe. Let's go out to 684 southbound, getting down toward the area of Golden's Bridge Road, 6A into Golden's Bridge. It's an accident, and traffic is busy there. 84 west at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's ongoing road work. Now, we're still seeing some delays this morning as you take a ride over to 18. 18 southbound, getting down through Eatontown. All lanes subject to closure, heading down through that area of Hope Road with an accident still working. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly at the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. That's about 20 minutes in. The inbound Holland Tunnel, about 20 minutes getting into town as well. Some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Cross Bronx westbound. Heavy as you get out toward 3rd Avenue. And prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on the Jackie Robinson westbound getting out toward Cypress Ave with a collision. Sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's to progress. Thunderstorms today, high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher explains his feelings on the U.S. women's soccer team.
Yes, they have alienated a big segment of the population. I mean, I know how I feel. But see, isn't that a perfect metaphor for the far left?
The angry, radical left.
No dialogue. If you don't see the world the way I do, there's to be no conversation.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, July 30th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 7717 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. On Wednesday, July 31st at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge, 333 Adams Street, downtown Brooklyn. And on Thursday, August 1st at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Plan now for later.
We love Mike Connors. We love you, Beth. Hey, we love Steve Perillo. How about that? Perillo Tours. You know they've been operating. They've been operating for 74 years. Are you hip to that, right? Steve represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Why choose Perillo? Well, I can tell you why. I do tell you why. You should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. But why not listen to actual, knowledgeable, and friendly Perillo tour guides who live it daily.
Come to Italy with us, not only because our country offers wonderful sights, but because we would love to have you here. We show you the most beautiful side of Italy, and at the end, you have really discovered this country.
If you want to come to Italy worry-free, with a serious company, with someone that loves you and wants to take care of you, you should choose Perillo.
I tell you, I love the Perillo family. Steve is great, you know, and Linda is great. They are a great, great family. So when you go traveling, no matter where you go, especially Italy, you've got to go with Perillo. 888 Perillo. The family extends right there to everybody, to Janice and everybody working at Perillo. They will be so helpful when you call 888 Perillo to request a 2019 Italy brochure, please. 888 Perillo. It's P-E-R-I-L-L-O. If you're not Italian, I got to spell the name for you, right? Or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. Once again, 888 Perillo.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Joe Borelli is, he's a pal of the show. He's a friend of the Minority Whip for the New York City Council, contributor to The Hill. You see him on Fox News all the time. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, man. I know you're fired up this morning, but we appreciate you jumping on with us this early. How are you this day, my dear friend?
I was fired up, but then I heard Stevie Nicks, and I kind of want to just chill out now. And
you know, Matt's playing. I know. Al plays angry music, or it's the same music, but it's angry. You know, Matt's been being very, very too docile. You're absolutely right. It's like, oh, okay, let's listen to Stevie Nicks, man. Joe, you never get fired up. You're very pragmatic, and I know you are. And I'll tell you, Joe Borelli, you're a superstar in the political arena. And let's put politics aside. You're just a good guy that cares about the community. But when you heard about this victims compensation fund, you really got fired up. And rightly so, I think. You're very upset. I saw the quote about Rand Paul that we cannot quote on the radio. But to put it mildly, you are very upset about that.
Yeah. I mean, and we should be. You know, I spent the night before yesterday with the officers of both of our fire department unions. You know, and these are serious people, and they were on the phone with some members of the Senate who had serious concerns and actual questions about the bill. There were questions about how this would affect people from people who recover money from a separate fund for Iranian terror victims. So there were real questions or concerns. What Rand Paul did, he didn't stop it. He just came in at the 11th hour to throw a wrench in it, just so at some point in the future he can say, don't you remember when I even stood against the VCF because it might spend more money? This is someone who doesn't have the actual courage to vote against the VCF because he could still do that. He doesn't have the actual courage to do that. So he's using an obscure method to just register his discontent so that he can tell his devoted followers later that he stood for, you know, he stood again. He's basically using this to force budget cuts in other areas of law. And that, to me, kind of sums up what the word I said was.
Yeah, but what was Rand Paul's rationale? The rationale was that it was for too long, that we don't have the money. I mean, or does he do this for attention?
He said it's a lot of money and it's a long time. And yes, we understand that. But that's the problem with cancer, is that it takes a long time to either set in or to kill people.
Yeah.
That's just cancer. I mean, this is not something political. This is called cancer. And these are real people, and they're real people that I represent. And they're real people that most of my friends, Republicans and Democrats, in Washington and New York and Albany, have all come together to support, except for a jerk like Rand Paul.
You know, it's interesting. Maybe it is because we're from the area. Do you think it's from the area? And I talked to Congressman King about this as well. When you get down to D.C., they just don't understand what happened on 9/11. It's like they forget sometimes, Joey, you know?
No, it is. And we have to praise the work of our fire unions and the IAFF, because they went out and they reached out to say fire departments in Georgia, show up and lobby your senators about this bill that doesn't affect your members, but that affects firefighters, you know, fire officers, cops, sanitation workers, teachers, everyone who was down there. And they did a good job. They mounted a strong effort. You know, we saw John Stewart and Detective Alvarez. I mean, this is worldwide focus on this issue, to have one guy, one real dope, just make an obtuse point in stopping it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll pass. But sometimes between you and I, Joe, we'll move on. But Joey, I mean, you're a common sense guy. Sometimes I think Rand Paul does this for attention. I really do. With the hair, with that little hair. Don't you wish you and I used the topics? Wouldn't it be nice if we had Rand Paul's little thing on the top of his head like that?
I wish I had some curly blonde locks, you know? But you're right. I mean, this is something. He could have addressed this in the 4 months leading up to this day.
Thank you.
And that's the point.
Yeah, so very, very, very true. Hey, Joe, on a serious note, Daniel Pantaleo, the officer charged in that the Eric Garner situation, and our hearts go out to the Garner family. I have to say that first and foremost. But we're such staunch supporters of the NYPD. It makes me sick to see the police vilified every single day. Give us your breakdown exactly what the DOJ decided, how they not to charge Officer Pantaleo. What should happen with this case, Joe?
You know, plan A for the police department is to have people in their custody not die. That is the goal. That is the goal, is to bring everyone home safe, including people they arrest. Yeah. That didn't happen here. But we had a grand jury on Staten Island. We had the Federal Department of Justice. But the grand jury heard 22 witness statements. They interviewed 22 witnesses. They heard countless pieces of evidence. They sat for weeks. And they heard every piece of evidence in the case. And they concluded that Daniel Pantaleo did not kill anyone intentionally, i.e. murder, or kill anyone unintentionally, i.e. manslaughter. That is a fact. No matter how many times people tweet, no matter how many streets they march down, whether it's in my neighborhood here in Staten Island or out in front of 1PP, it doesn't change that fact. And, you know, I'm not an expert on NYPD, you know, patrol guidelines and stuff like that, but I just hope Mayor de Blasio and Commissioner O'Neill stick to the facts when they choose whether or not to fire this particular police officer. Okay, I'm not asking for special favors. I'm not asking for mob justice. I'm asking them to ignore the people that are screaming the loudest. And I get why they're angry, but you have to ignore the people who are screaming the loudest and just rest your decision on what actually happened and what didn't actually happen. Period. End of story.
Yeah, Joe Borelli with Piscopo in the Morning. Joe, we'll let you go. Appreciate it. You know, you did this great event. You were awesome, by the way, at the podium at City Hall with our friend Elias Huzamadin, head of the correction.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a correction officers union. And on Sunday, where do things stand with our correction officers these days, Joe?
Look, I've said this before, Joe. Nobody ever speaks out in these men and women's defense. It is unconscionable that, because of backward progressive policy, right, we have eliminated punitive segregation, which is solitary confinement, on people under 21 years of age. So when a correction officer is assaulted, which happened last week, and they get, you know, dozens of stitches across their skull because they were slashed, because this spry youngster, this 20-year-old youngster, he's a kid, he might as well be in third grade, right? I mean, because this person's under 21, only 20 years old, he cannot be put in solitary confinement. There is no punishment. There's no effective punishment for someone. Punitive segregation takes away the victim from the attacker, whether the victim is another inmate, whether the victim is a correction officer, and it segregates them. And, you know, no one speaks out for the correction officers. No one speaks out for frankly, the other thousands of people who are on Rikers Island who aren't part of the 5%, 6% committing all these violent crimes on the island, people who were kind of victims. No one speaks out for them ever, and all my progressive colleagues can't wait to just pile on more rules, more regulations, single out more officers because they threw a sharp elbow at a prisoner once after they tried to stab them. Go figure, Joe. Go figure. But again, I wish everyone, you know, really takes a moment and thinks about the work they do in a tough environment on Rikers Island, and isn't afraid to speak out in their defense, just like you're not afraid to speak out for the men and women of the NYPD and other law enforcement agencies.
Councilman Joe Borelli right there. Joey, call me if you go to LBI, man. I'll be there.
I'll be there in August. We'll definitely be there.
We see you. We always appreciate you taking the time for us, Joe Borelli. Thank you. Keep up the great work and the great fight, Joe. Thanks so much. Borelli right there. He's a minority whip for the New York City Council, a common sense politician indeed, and a great public servant. 8:37 with Joe on the radio. We found Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania is going to join us in a moment, but we got to jump to Frankie Five Boroughs Morano right now. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
A steamy 76 degrees at 8:37. I'm Frank Moreno with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Up to 2,700 MTA workers could lose their jobs as part of a restructuring move to save the budget-strapped transit agency some money. The MTA released a report yesterday done by an outside group that recommends consolidating at least 40 functional groups across the MTA's agencies into six main departments. The study done by Alex Partners suggests having New York City Transit President Andy Byford focus on day-to-day operations and maintenance of the subways, while another group focuses on a capital plan. And the Democratic National Committee is sending a security alert to its presidential candidates, warning them not to use Face App. The popular smartphone app has been trending lately, and yesterday the DNC's security chief sent an alert saying Face App was developed by Russians and that they have significant concerns about it. And if you're stuck in traffic, the steamy Debbie Duhaime has some answers.
Thank you so much, Frank. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to 684 southbound, getting down past the area of Exit 8 in Croton Falls. It's an accident heading down through Golden's Bridge, so watch for some very heavy delays there. We're seeing delays this morning over on the New England Thruway northbound, getting up through Port Chester, and that's all due to some big potholes in the way. Traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to the Garden State Parkway south of 149, getting down through Bloomfield. It's an accident. Northbound Garden State Parkway, heavy 135 up through 145. 78 westbound exit 50. It's an accident there. A disabled bus as well. And Route 1, solid traffic southbound by Forest Haven Boulevard into Edison with an accident. 18 southbound in Eatontown, a crash there as well. Prepare for some delays here at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes heading into town, and traffic is moving slowly on the Van Wyck in both directions, getting out through the Jackie Robinson. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Thunderstorms today, high of 81, partly cloudy, hot tomorrow, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens TrueMetrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime. If you listen to Joe Piscopo, get 20% off when you mention the show. To learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. Durasan.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Congressman Mike Kelly standing by. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield if I can real quick, because I love Rhino Shield. I love Susan is so nice. Listen, and people say to me, Joey, what is Rhino Shield? What can I do? Can I do it for my business? I'm telling you yes. And I talk to you because you're part of this family on the radio show, and I love you. And I always tell you something that'll make your life easier. You get Rhino Shield for your business. You don't have to paint it. You get Rhino Shield for your house like I did. You don't have to paint it. It's like a ceramic coating, a 25-year coating. 25 years it lasts. It's guaranteed, by the way. Gives the appearance of fresh paint, and it means you never have to paint again. I'm so done with taking care of everything around the house. Really, I'm like, oh, I got to do this now. I got to take care of that now. The one thing, the small
smartest thing I've ever done. And trust me, I don't do smart things all the time, is I got RhinoShield. Susan came out. It was fun to do. It was easy. It was quick. It was cost effective. You don't have to worry about painting your house or your business again. RhinoShield comes with a 25-year transferable warranty. Save yourself thousands of dollars. Just call Susan. You get a free estimate, please, from RhinoShield, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608. 744-6608, or go to, please, RhinoShieldOfNY.com. RhinoShield is a proud Gold Shield member. RhinoShield, it's not paint.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio, 843. We love Congressman Mike Kelly. Again, he's one of the great ones in D.C., a regular grounded down from Pennsylvania's 16th District. Congressman, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. Hey, you know what? You're the real morning Joe, I'll tell you that. You're the upbeat. You're the guy that's out there looking at what's going on in the country and say, this is the greatest country the world's ever known, with the greatest people in the world, with, by the way, and hopefully it happens in my lifetime, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, will go down in history as the greatest president to ever serve in this wonderful, wonderful country.
Whoa, whoa, there it is, man. You know, oh, Mike, I tell you, it's not easy, Congressman. It's not easy saying that.
Dude, but... Joe, hey, listen, he's tougher. Yeah. I think he's coated with Rhino Shield. Everything bounces off him, man.
You are so the man. I swear to God, you're the best. It's so true. Congressman, I don't know how you sit there in the House and what goes through. Will you walk through, please, about what happened yesterday with the bill that gets passed yesterday, and then the impeachment vote, all the shenanigans, and then Nancy Pelosi being called out? I mean, you can't make it up. You cannot make it up, Congressman. Give us a breakdown what went on with the House this week, sir.
Yeah, you know what? And honestly, it comes down to this. The American people look to the House of Representatives, the people's House. You know, in the House of Representatives, and then down the hall you have the Senate, which is a little different ballgame. But in the House, we go at things pretty seriously. But what we've been seeing happen is people that just can't accept the fact that America, in the last election, decided that Donald Trump is the guy that they want to run the country. Donald Trump is the guy who's outside the box. Donald Trump is the guy who says, you know what, the status quo is not acceptable. And for us in the United States of America, with all the blessings we've received from God and the history that we have, and 1.5 million men and women in uniform gave their lives to make sure this thing survives, and say all of a sudden, so why are we at the bottom of the list? And President Obama used to say, look, you guys forget it. That ship sailed. The best you can expect from here on is about 2% growth a year. 2.5 years later, after President Trump gets sworn in, we're back on top of the heap. Everybody wants to come here. In fact, we're the only country I know that's contemplating or trying to put up walls to say, you know what, you can come in, but you got to come in through the front door. You can't come in through the side gate. We want to know who you are. We want you to come. We want you to help make America great. We want you to add to who we are, and we love to have you come in, but come in the right way. This president and this administration has completely changed the whole country. We're on top of the world again. People look to us for leadership. People know we are the last hope that the free world has. And all because of an election in 2016 where the American people, many of whom had disconnected, said, you know what, I don't even vote anymore because they're all the same, and it doesn't matter which lever I pull, I'm going to get the same product. All of a sudden, somebody fresh-faced comes out and says, I've never done it before. I've never run for office before. But you know what?
Yeah,
I think I can change it. I think we can actually look at who we are and get back on track. So what we see going on here today is people that are in complete denial. And you know the other thing that just burns their tail?
What's that?
He's right. Yeah. He's winning. America's winning, and America's been winning. You know, Joe, today we're going to talk about raising the minimum wage. In December of 2017, not one Democrat could get on board, not in the House or the Senate, to say, okay, you know what? I like the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. I'm going to jump on board. No, they couldn't do that. 3 years later, they say, hey, you know what? We're going to raise the minimum wage for you because Republicans haven't done it. I say, hey, wake up and smell the coffee. Their wages have been going up since December 2017. We have been through a revival. You guys have just been asleep. You don't get a second chance to do this. Okay, that train left the tracks a long time ago. Quit complaining about it, and look where we're going. This is so crazy. But again, Joe, you know it as well as I do. Yeah. They just can't get away from it. They're obsessed with it. Yeah, they're like somebody that really should go and go to somebody's couch and pay them a couple dollars an hour to tell them, hey, get off the ledge, you're going to fall. It's just so crazy. America is winning in every way and every day, and we're getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and they just can't accept that. So, look, I'm watching, and I have a lot of friends that are Democrats, and you know what? They know it's true.
Yes.
But
they
get their leadership to allow them to say the right things. You know, and any win for America today.
Yep.
It's credited to Donald Trump, and they just can't accept the fact. You know, we want to win the Super Bowl as long as nobody gets credit for it. That's not the way it works.
It's such a Congressman Mike Kelly fired up, a great patriot. We love everything you're doing, Congressman, and your spirit is great, because when I turn to the and I look what's going on, what the Democrats have done, and oh, they won the House. Oh, they won the House. What initiative? Give me one initiative that they've done. For example, you, Congressman Kelly, just yesterday, the House voted overwhelmingly to pass your bill to repeal the Obamacare tax on Cadillac health care plans. Now, there's a specific something that you did, and we appreciate. What will that mean, by the way, for Americans and their tax bills, sir?
Well, what it means is that these plans that were part of the Obamacare, part of the Affordable Care Act, they had to find a way to pay for it, and they said, you know what, let's start taxing people's health care.
Yeah,
and who
man.
They thought they were taxing was the top. They thought they were going to go after these executives that got so many benefits that average people don't get. Then all of a sudden, the labor unions woke up and said, hey, wait a minute. Those are things that generationally we went to the bargaining table for. Those are things that generationally we fought for. Those are things that we won. And now you're telling me that you're going to take that health care away from me and my wife and my kids because it's too generous? Listen, the Republicans right now are the blue-collar party. We are the people that are looking out for the people who go to work every day, punch a time clock. Listen, you don't have to be a member of a union. You can come from a privately owned business that still provides you with health care for you, your wife, and your kids as part of the pay that you get, as part of the revenue that you get, as part of what you get as a person who works on that team. And so, Joe, think about this. You're telling these people that the health care plan that they have is too generous. When did anybody in America ever look to somebody who's fought for something and reached a certain level, is trying to move their way up the ladder and say, you know what?
Yeah.
You don't deserve to be there. You don't deserve that benefit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take it away from you.
Yeah.
And so you got to sit back and say, what the hell is wrong with you people? And then it comes down to, you know what? We just weren't paying attention. And listen, I don't have any axe to grind with her. I think she's got enough on her plate right now. But when somebody tells you, like the Speaker of the House at that time, is, well, we're going to pass it, then we'll find out what's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Name
yeah.
one union worker that says we're going to vote for it, and then we'll find out what was in the package.
Yeah.
No.
Congress,
do the package first, and then they vote for it, up or down. They don't say, well, whatever you give us, we'll take, and then we'll read it later on. And if we don't get what we want, well, too bad. The ship sailed. This is something. Again, I can't be more strategic about this. You know what? I'm a Cadillac dealer, and I'll tell you what. Cadillac forever, the standard of the world. I want every single person to be driving a Cadillac or to have a Cadillac health care program policy, because I think it's the right thing to do. That's who we are. We aspire for greatness in this country, not mediocrity.
You're a Cadillac dealer. I own one. Tell me, every Italian always has a black Cadillac. Am I right or wrong, Congressman Kelly? Come on.
And every Irishman drives a green one.
It's so true. Congressman, we have so much to talk to you about. When you come back, I want to talk about the brilliant work you're doing on the IRS reform. The specific initiatives that you're doing in the House of Representatives is so very much appreciated, Congressman Kelly. You're one of the stars down there, sir. Keep the fight. Come on the show anytime, and hopefully I'll get to see you soon, Mike.
Hey, it's not an option. We got to fight the fight. You know what, Joe? We're not going to play to the whistle. We're going to play through the echo of the whistle. We're winning this game.
Yeah, God bless you and Godspeed, Congressman Mike Kelly. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. The best. Best right there from Pennsylvania, 16th District. A great patriot, Congressman Mike Kelly. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:52. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. It's rainy. It's warm. It's hot. There's traffic. Oh, Debbie, how are we doing this morning, dare I ask?
Oh, never a dull moment out here, that's for sure, Joe. 15-minute delays on the Oyster Bay branch of the LIRR, New Jersey Transit. 3 canceled trains this morning. Also, Hudson Bergen Light Rail, 15-minute delays because of an earlier stalled train. We're still seeing tons of volume congestion this morning as you head over to the eastbound BQE. Bumper-to-bumper traffic getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Traffic is pretty busy for you this morning on 46 eastbound, getting into the Route 3 merge, getting out toward Clifton with a collision. Garden State Parkway south of 149. An accident over in Bloomfield. Route 1 southbound at Forest Haven Boulevard in Edison. A collision over there. 78 west, exit 54. An accident. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to 36 at 35 with a crash over there as well. It's solid on the Cross Bronx West. Bruckner all the way out to the GWB. Stop-and-go traffic on the westbound belt heading right out toward Kennedy Airport. And traffic is still moving slowly, 684 southbound, getting down through the area of Katona. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh wants to see more fighting amongst the Democrats.
Man, headlines of AOC fighting with Nancy Pelosi.
Ilhan Omar fighting with Democrat Party leadership.
All these Democrat candidates running for president fighting with each other. If you're a Republican or a Trump supporter, man, you want those headlines. That's good stuff. That's gold.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Joe Lundberg standing by. I wanted to tell you about Empire State Bank, if I may. It's a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. You know, they provide a full range of business deposit lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. I know the folks at Empire State Bank hung out with Phil Guarneri and his great team. This is the bank you want to go to. You have a business, you got to go to Empire State Bank, please. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. At dinner the other night, we had a great time with Lisa and with Phil and Esmeralda and Jeannie Sarno. Jeannie Sarno is the first vice president, business relationship manager at Empire State Bank. Let's hear what Jeannie has to say.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
Look, I know you have a lot of banking choices, but no one will deliver the personal touch that you will experience with the good folks at Empire State Bank. I'm telling you, I see it personally myself. They have locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. You can visit, please, ESBNA.
ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Whoa, we got a couple hot ones coming in, Joey. Give it to us, pal. How we doing?
Yeah, we do. A little wet today with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm and temperatures stuck in the low and mid-80s. But tomorrow we peel the clouds away. We get some sun, low 90s, and then look out. Mid to upper 90s Saturday and probably mid-90s on Sunday. The weekend is just going to be toasty.
Yeah, hot, hot. No wind or anything like that.
There'll
just
be
hot,
a breeze,
hot.
But it's not going to be a strong breeze. But, yeah, I mean, there'll be at least some stirring of the air. But the dew points are going to be very high. But it's just going to be an extremely stifling air mass for Saturday and Sunday. See, really, in all seriousness, just take it easy. Be careful this weekend. Stay hydrated. You know, use air-conditioned comfort as much as you can.
Yeah, and hydrate. Yep. Joey, rain today. Are we done today, or is it?
No, we still have a couple of showers. I mean, this one batch is moving through the city now, but there'll be a couple more showers around into the early evening hours, and things dry out over there.
All right, Joe. Be careful out there on the bike, my friend. You know,
I will. Be careful.
I know you will. Thanks. Joe Lumberg right there, Piscopo in the morning. Michael Goodwin is the senior political columnist for the New York Post. One of the brightest cats on the planet, man. You don't want to miss Michael Goodwin right here on Radio Piscopo with Five Boroughs and you on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 8:59. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda has joined protests in New York City, calling for the resignation of Puerto Rico's governor. Miranda says Governor Ricardo Rosello needs to step down after a series of corruption scandals and leaked chat messages that show the governor mocking women and Hurricane Maria victims. Puerto Rico is still struggling with a debt crisis and recovering from the aftermath of the 2017 hurricane that left thousands dead and sunk the economy even further.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.